चित्तं मनुमपि सखी पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न मां चरणन्ति So Narada has gone to Naushankari and he is glorifying to see that you are very near and dear to Krishna. Not only that, but you are himself like Krishna. You are Krishna. And you can give moksha, liberation, and also Krishna prema. And see, he glorified himself in so many ways. I have told you. Hearing this, Shankar became some angry, and he told that it is all that you have glorified me, all false, all false. I'm not very dear to Krishna, even not dear. I want to be that Krishna should be my beloved, but actually I am not that. I have done so many against things of Krishna. I also explained all these things. How he gave benediction to Ravan, how he gave so many things that were opposite to Krishna Bhakti. Shankar told that, you know, my boy, that in this world anyone cannot, if anything not cannot do, then Krishna tells me to do that. What thing? When there was Samudra Manthan,
turning the ocean.
First came poison, maha poison, very dangerous and what?
Yes.
And whole world was burning by that. And Krishna told to all demigods that worship Shankar and request him to take that poison. They did so. And they worshipped Shankar and told that, "Oh, Shankar, save us. Anyone cannot save me." Shankar at once took that poison and he drank. He took it in his mouth and he was going to take it in his stomach, but he saw that, "Oh, in my heart Krishna is there. So it will affect Krishna." So he took in his
neck.
And that throat was
blue.
It burnt. So also when in Kali Yuga all wanted to worship Krishna and God and to make their desires that, "Oh, he should fulfill all desires by simply worshipping Krishna or his manifestations. If they will be pleased, then they will satisfy our worldly desires, material desires." So all began to worship, not to please Krishna. For what thing? That Krishna will very easily can arrange our whole things. So Krishna thought that it is a very dangerous thing. Like sea. So he called Shankar and told that, "You should tell all these devotees, false devotees, that you are yourself Brahma. Brahma Satyam Jaganamitya Jiva Brahma Ivanapara. This world is false. Jeev is Shiv. Jeev is Brahma. All these souls are Brahma. Nothing to worship any other god. You are himself God. You are Parabrahma." Shankar told that, "Can you please tell others to do? I am not qualified to do this service." "No, you will have to do. In whole world I see that anyone is not qualified to do this. At last, I have to agree with this. And I preach everywhere that you are Brahma, you are Brahma, you are Brahma. Whole world is false. Now I am so much regretting. Why I am making all these jivas so offensive? It is offense, I know, but yet to carry out the orders of Krishna I am doing." So sometimes Krishna ordering me like this, so I am not his dear one. You know that I always take the ashes of burial ground. You know that I always take
skulls.
I have three trigons, Sataraja, Tama. My all associates are like this, Bhut, Pisach, Pret. So actually I am not qualified for this. Then Narad told, "Prabhu, don't cheat me. I know something, I have heard something. That the enemies of Krishna and the enemies of Pandavas are enemies of Bhakta. They used to worship you and you give benediction to them. But that benediction is not totally whole. Yes, there's some hole there. Actually, you cheat them to please your Krishna. I know. Whatever you do for pleasing Krishna. You are dearest friend of Krishna. Whatever you do, do for only Krishna. Everything. I know. You know, in Mahabharata, there was a king, Jayadrath. He was the brother-in-law of Duryodhana. Duryodhana has given his sister to Jayadrath. So he was like brother-in-law of Pandavas also. Once he tried to take Draupadi as his wife. And he took on his chariot. She was weeping. And she was telling that I am wife of Pandavas. If Pandavas will come, then they punish you. They will kill you. But he was so arrogant. He never heard. In the meantime, Narada came and told Pandavas, oh, I saw that Jayadrath is taking Draupadi and she is weeping. At once Bhima and Arjun ran after him. Jayadrath saw that they are coming very quickly. Bhima left his chariot and began to run more than horses. Arjun told Bhim, come on, I am going to arrest and to kill Jayadrath. You should take care of Pandavas, arrest Pandavas. And he took his bow and arrow, and he, by that arrow, he made fire everywhere around the chariot of Jayadrath. And he was captured in that fire. He could not move here and there. And at once, Arjuna and Bhim came there, and they arrested, and by the end of the chariot, and they took Jayadrath to Draupadi, and where Yudhishthira was there, and all were there. Bhim told that I am going to kill him. Please order me to kill him. Arjun was also telling that he has done so wrong thing that we should kill him. Then Arjun told that we should take it to Draupadi, and what Draupadi will order, will do, because he has taken Draupadi. So they went to Draupadi and they kept this Jayadrath on the feet of Draupadi. Draupadi was now so much merciful. Bhim was repeatedly telling that I want to kill him at once. She told that don't kill. Forgive. Because his brother-in-law. If he will kill, then your sister will be widow. And she will weep forever. Indian wives always very chaste. They can give their
life
for their husbands. Husband may give up them divorce, but women never, they will give up their husbands. This is Indian thing. Ram left Sita, but Sita never left Ram. You know? So this is Indian Vedic culture. And we should try to do it, because Swamiji wanted this. Both should be each other helping. Never to think that I will give up my husband. Never you should think. First be in Varnasram Dharma, then bhakti will come. And when you are matured, then you can give up or not give up Varnasram Dharma. No harm. But you should try to follow Varnasram Dharma. Swamiji wanted. But some of them, his devotees, were not following this. So he was worried for this. You should always try to do like this. Once married, never give up. Also, males and females both like this. Be very chaste. You can give your life no harm. Because you will never die. Soul never dies. So be chaste like this. If given by, given to any person. And also, male should be also like that. Very chaste. Otherwise, you can give up Krishna also. So practice here that in this life I will never divorce or never give up my this. Then you will be chaste that you will never give up Krishna. Otherwise, today, in this day, it is very easy to give up Gurudev, to take new one, like Western women. In a second, bar nothing, they can change their husbands. It may be problem for their children, but they are accustomed to do like this. We should try to change this. So Draupadi told that your sister will be widow and she will weep for whole life. Bhima and Arjun wanted to know from Krishna, what should we do? Because we have done promise that we will kill him, this Dasharatha. And now she is telling that you should give up him. Forgive him. Then Arjun told, Krishna told, that if there is a man very bahut adarni ya bahut respected, they should be dishonored and this is like a death. Then Arjun saved him keeping 5 Sikhs. And one side he saved and other side it was like and half of this was saved. This system comes in French. Now it is a very good fashion. But he was insulted there. And she was so much
ashamed.
And they both released him. Then he thought that it was more better to die than to live. And promised that I should anyhow I will take revenge. So he went to his home and he went to Kailash. And very
severe
severe astrology. after some month, he gave up everything, food, water, everything, and he was about to die. Then Shankar came, "What do you want?" Then he told that, "I want to take a revenge from Pandavas. I want to kill all Pandavas and to defeat them." Shankar told that, "You can defeat once Yudhishthir, Arjun, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, but not I." Then he told that, "If you are not giving to my full satisfaction, then you should give me benediction that Arjuna, anyone cannot kill me." Then Shankar told that, "If anyone kills you, takes your head, then if it comes on ground, then that killer will be killed." Understand what I told?
That the person that causes his head to fall on the ground, that person will be killed immediately.
If your, and you will be saved, life will come, and head will be
joined.
And if that head goes to your father, and your father throws it, then you may kill, otherwise not. If anyone kills you 100 times, lakhs times, you will not be killed. If your head, your father will give up your, throw your anywhere, then you will be killed. He was satisfied. My father will not do this. But when Mahabharata was fought, anyhow, Krishna took his head with his arrow, and it was about evening, sun was setting, and his father was doing arpan to sun, giving some ark like this, water like this, and in the meantime Arjun gave that head in the head, in the hands of his father. And he was doing, and so it came from his heart, and it went on the earth or water. When he opened his eyes, "Are, what is this wasteful thing?" And up till now it has gone from his hand, and he saw that this was the head of his son. Then he was doing like this, "Oh son, oh son, you are now dead." And he did. So Shankar, if he gives any benediction to anyone, to the enemies of devotees or enemies of Krishna, that should be in a loop and hole. Because he is so tricky. So he always serves Krishna. Also there was a Tripurasu. Tripurasura, you have known, very big demon. It is a severe authority for Shankar. And when Shankar came, he told that, I want a benediction, that I can make 3 Viman, aeroplane, and they will be managed by only mind. When I will tell that you should go to heaven, they should go. No machine, nothing. How I will want, it will go like this. In summer, air conditioned. 2 men, I am sitting, yes, he will give 2 seats. We want to go on this, about lakhs of devotees. Oh. Lacks sensitivity arranged. Never it will fall down by masonry difficulty, anything. Never. They were of golden, copper and silver. And all kinds of weapons were there. And he began to fight with Shankar. And Shankar fled away. And he took shelter of Krishna. He had also a coop. Coop means well. In that there was nectar full of. And if anyone kill him, he will at once take that nectar. So if there is nectar, he will never be killed. So Shankar was very worried for this, and so much war was going between them. Then he took shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna became a love cow, and he took all the nectar from the well, and then Shankar killed him. So Shankar gives his enemies also some benediction, because Krishna will save me. So don't be have any fear. Krishna will save you if you are offering in him yourself. That is Krishna has promised. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. If you will give your whole responsibility, your intelligence, your senses, everything to Krishna, then Krishna will take all responsibility. Don't fear. No suffering and sorrows or anything will come. Arjun killed lakhs and lakhs soldiers, but he has not to take any fruit for that. Ajamil did so many wrong things, but there was nothing to take fruit of that. He went to where? Vaikuntha. So you should try to give all your responsibilities, varnasram, dharma and anything, everything to Krishna, and be happy forever. Then you can enter in bhakti realm, otherwise not. So Shankar, always serving, Narada knows this fact. But he wanted to glorify to all that Shankar is very near and dear, one with Krishna. How? Sakshat haritena samasta shastra iruktastatha bhavyate eva sadvi. Kintu prabhariyo priya eva tasya bande guroshi. Here sakshat haritvain means what? Priyatena haritvaina. He is very dear, very near. So Shankar is like this. Vaishnavanam jathasam. Shankar tattva is very complicated. Very complicated. Brahma tattva is not so complicated. He is always like jiva tattva. Sometimes when there is no qualified jiva, then Vishnu himself comes as Brahma. But Shankar not like this. Never is jiva tattva. Achinta bheda bheda. He lives where? At a Brahmalok, passing eight kinds of covering, Viraja also crossing, also Mukti Dham, Mahakalpuram, Brahmalok, and there is the lok of that Shankar. There he is called what? Sadashiv, Vishnu Tattva. Is Vishnu Tattva. For any reason, if milk is given something,
shower.
then it becomes curd. Curd is nothing but milk only. It has all the potencies which is in milk, but curd is not milk. Understand? Milk has become curd, but curd cannot be milk. But ghee is there, so many, all potencies are there. So it is not other than milk. So Shankar is like that. So he is not ordinary jeev. Sometimes, very rarely, for any reason, that Sadashiv may not come to this world for his pralaya or anything. Then any qualified jeev can work as a seed, temporarily, not permanently. So you should always try to honor Shankar. I can tell some pastimes of Shankar from Bhagavatam and from Skanda Purana. When Ram was making pool to breathe to go Lanka, with his all soldiers, lakhs and lakhs. At that time he established a Shankar of Rameshwaram. When it was established, then all the male human beings, they were giving jai to Shankar, Rameshwar ki jai ho. Jai ho Rameshwar ki
jai ho.
Here they were telling Rameshwar, Ramasya Ishwarah. You are Ishwar, you are God of Ram. So Rameshwar. Demigod was not happy, not satisfied by this. Meaning, they told Ramasya Asau Ishwarah. Rami is also God and Shankar is God. Both are same. Here in the Shankar, that Murti, Jiti means the Sila, it was broken. And Shankar came out of that. And he told that, you are all foolish, not knowing my tattva. Ram is my God, so Rameshwar. General people, they don't know anything, so they thought that Ramasya Ishwarah, he is God of Ram. Ram is controlled by Shankar. But demigods, they had opinion that Ram and Krishna are same and both are God. But Shiva himself told that I am not God of Ram, but Ram is my beloved and my God. So Rameshwaram. He had himself told like this. In Srimad Bhagavat we see that once Shankar went to in the council of Prajapati or Brahma. All were honoring Prajapati, Daksha Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati has given his daughter to Shankar, married her. So he thought that he is my like son. When Daksha Prajapati went in the council, he did pranam to Brahma because he was father, but all were honoring him. But Shankar was sitting only and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Daksha Pradapati thought that he is insulting me, and he gave some curse. And so many things were there. And from then, he used to think that Shankar is my enemy. But Shankar never thought like this. Shankar returned to his Kailash. One day, this Sati and Shankar came to Dandakaranya. Dandakaranya, you know?
Forest
Dandakaranya. And at that time, Tretaju, Ram, to obey his father's words, he has gone to forest for 14 years with Sita and Lakhan. And Ravan has stolen away Sita and has taken it to Lanka. Ram was weeping so much, Lakshman was pacifying him. But more and more he was pacifying, he was weeping so. He was asking from trees of Panchavati that, oh Panchavati, have you seen Sita, where she has gone? Oh dear, have you seen? And he was crying bitterly and weeping. He was telling to Godavari river, oh Godavari, have you seen my dear Sita? Where she has she gone? Why she left me? And he became like mad. Shankar with Sati came to see his divine and to take darshan of Ram. And he was so much moved, and her heart was melted. He did sashtang pranam to Ram. Oh, how beautiful and marvelous pastime she was in, that anyone heart can be melted. And he did parikrama far, very far, far away. But he did parikrama, weeping, that, oh, how beautiful this pastime she was doing. When he did last pranam and he was ready to go to Kailash, Sati asked, my beloved, to whom you are doing pranam? He told that he is my Ishtadev, he is my worshipable deity. I always worship him. She told that, why? I am saying that Ram is like a man and he is weeping for her, his wife. I know that where is Sita and he does not know and he is weeping. And he is not strong enough to bring Sita to her. So he is so weak, so he is a man, not God. Why you are doing pranam to him? Who is he? Shankar told that you are ignorant. You are not knowing. He is Supreme God. Then he has no belief, no trust. Then he told that you can test him anyhow. Shankar went from there and he was resting in a tree, under a tree, banyan tree. And he made his shape like Sita and went to Ram. He was going in front of Ram and Ram was weeping, oh Sita, where you are, where you are. She thought that if I am going to be Sita, then he will look after me and he will at once come and embrace. oh, I have received my Sita, my Sita. And he will be happy. But Ram was ignoring her. Again and again in front she was going. And Ram was going like this. But Sita was, but Sati, in the shape of Sita, always coming in front of Ram. Then Ram told her, Mother, why you are alone here roaming? Where is Shankar? Then she was wondered and told that how he knew. And now he was fearing. So he did pranam to Ram and he saw that all the trees, all the creepers, all everything became Ram and Sita everywhere. Where he was, she was looking, here, there, here, everywhere, for only Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Ram shows that Sita never is separated to me, always with me. I am doing this pastime for all,
for human beings,
that they will remember this, my leader. And here, oh, Shankar never be ignorant. He was right. I was wrong. Then when she did pranam and he stood up, he saw that only Ram was alone with Lakshman and he was weeping, oh Sita, where you are, where you are. Then she went to Shankar where he was waiting. Shankar told that, have you tasted? That who is he? Prabhu, I believed in you. What I can do? No. So I have never tasted. Again he told?
Lie.
You should always faith in your guru. Shankar was guru of Sati, but he did not believe. He told that he is Ram, Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he never believed in that. So if a disciple never obeys his Gurudev, then what will be? Sanshyatma Pranayasati. He will go down from what? Bhakti and spiritual life. He will have to go because it is offense. And again, when his guru told that, have you tasted, he again told false. Don't tell any false to your Gurudev. Never, never. Otherwise you will again go to hell. So she did false. I have never tested. But she tested. Shankar saw in his trance that she has tested. She has become Sita. So he told that, oh, he has taken the shape of Sita, my mother, like, then she is not my wife, now she has my mother. I will have to deal toward her like mother always. When he promised like this, I will never treat him like my wife now. I will try treat him like my mother. At once some flowers came from heaven. And you have did so marvelous promise. Sati told his husband, what promise you have done? But he was silent, never told anything. When they returned to their cottage in Kailash, now Shankar gave a seat in front of him. Wife can sit in the left side of husband. And mother always in front. So, like Guru, Guru should not do pranam to his Gurudev from keeping left. What I told?
Disciple should not keep his left side to the Guru when he's offering pranam. He should offer more.
Always sit on the front of Gurudev and ask some questions, very good concepts, honorably. If they are not doing, then they are not disciples. They should ask some questions. Not always silent. They should serve and they should. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasna. Like that, pariprasna should be there. Not challenging mood, but to know. So he gave seat in front. Then he thought that, oh, Shankar has left me. And now he is treating me like mother, like because I have taken the shape of Sita. So this body, he will not accept me like wife. So I will have to give up this body. After some time, Shankar went in trance for hundred thousand years. And she was feeling so much separation and unhappy. She was ready to give up this body also. In the meantime, when Shankar came in senses, one day she saw that so many goddesses are going to his father because a very good